welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam, folks, program folks. This is that old cop Jack McLam up here in Idaho County, Idaho, USA, back with you tonight. Good to be back with you. I'm looking over some documents here that I've just recently been handed on Agenda 21, the UN program to totally control all of our lives in our own communities. And it's being implemented. My goodness gracious, is it being implemented today in our local communities. And I'm looking here at Comrade Bush's choices for his new administration that's been sent to me now. We now have this guy Chertoff going to be head of Homeland Security. He's a Marxist and truly a very, very bad choice to have control of our homeland insecurity. You know, folks, the Homeland Security, our police and military association here has been following this very, very close. And we found our two police and military associations, our international group, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and also our national publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, have followed this Homeland Security situation very, very close. And what we have here is 15 intelligence agencies now that have been used, many of them used outside the United States for years because they were never intended to be used on the American people. All of these agencies now, under this new reorganization program that Bush just signed, have been turned inward to supervise the American people. And over these agencies, we have some very strange choices. If you don't know what's going on, you would consider them very, very strange. But those of us in law enforcement and the military that study this for many decades now understand what's going on, so they would be the normal choices for this international crime cartel that has control of our governments today. For example, Chertoff, this Marxist who is now going to be placed in charge of our Homeland Security, has just had several people assigned to work under him, one an ex-KGB chief and one a East German secret police chief to work under him for Homeland Security. We'll talk about that more right when we get back from the break. Stay tuned for more.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA. And we're talking about changes in our government that are happening very, very rapidly under the new Bush crime cartel. He's finally able now to stretch his wings and show you exactly who he is, because he can't be reelected again. Now, of course, with the right tactics and techniques, he may stay in there as our imperial leader forever. If there's enough terrorism going on in his these next 4 years, and the Constitution is suspended, which according to one of our top generals, that's exactly what's going to happen, and we're put under martial law, military rule, then of course the Bush crime family will stay in power forever. As long as they want to, that is. And you can finally see, as our dear friend who sent us this information, well, we've got a lot of information on this Chertoff character, this Marxist that Bush has just appointed over Homeland Security. And as we see exactly what we expected, he's pointed two communists, hardcore communists, top security chiefs, one is former Soviet KGB General Yevgeny Primakov and former Stasi East German State Security Police Chief Marcus Wolf, to help him out in getting the American people under control of these 15 intelligence agencies that are being reorganized. And I read here about 3 weeks ago over the program about how all these 15 agencies are now hire people to watch and surveil you, your email, your telephone calls, everything, every minute of every day. So every one of the 15 intelligence agencies are now working inside the United States to surveil the American people. And so big changes happening very, very quickly, and the people love it so, don't we? The people just love it so. Yes, we do. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight. We do not have a guest on tonight, and that's good because there's some things going on I want to talk to you about. I talked to you about this a couple months ago, but I'd like to bring it up again tonight, and that is local control. You're going to have to keep local control in your local government over these national and international agencies that are coming in to your county very rapidly today. There's been several conferences called Freedom 21 around the nation, and we had a couple of our county commissioners here go to these Freedom 21 seminars recently. And this is very, very good, because at these seminars, they learn from people like congressmen and others who are aware of the takeover of the land, the property rights of the people, takeover of the forest, and booting the the people out of the forest, taking over the natural resources and not let the American people use the natural resources, destroying the farming, the ranching, the mining in this nation, all under this Agenda 21, UN Agenda 21. And it's happening right here in our community. I know it's happening in your community. Perhaps you don't recognize it, though, because you don't recognize the names that it comes in. But it's there. I was on a broadcast with a dear brother the other night, Sam and Trish, dear friends of mine, who are wonderful broadcasters down in Missouri, and I was interested to hear them talking about on the breaks that they're going to a meeting, they're having a meeting there on control of the water in Missouri and how they're monitoring the wells. The government has put meters on the wells, and then they're going to be taxing the people for how much water they withdraw out of their own well. This is water control, folks, a UN program. And, of course, you might recall I had the top freedom fighter in New Zealand on the program, the Officer Jack McClam program, over a month ago now. And he talked about in Australia and New Zealand, which is side by side down under, the two nations, how the UN now, not the government, the UN is now in there monitoring their wells, taxing them, set up a taxing system to tax the people on their wells, and that they can shut down the wells of those that do not act in good behavior. And so they're undergoing this right now. And this is coming to the USA, folks. They've been out here about a year and a half ago to try to GPS our wells in our Christian communities and other communities in our area here in Idaho County. And praise the Lord, the people stood up. And when these government agents came on their land without permission, they cried foul and told them to get off. They were trespassing, called the sheriff, and the sheriff told them that they could not come on our property to GPS our wells. And what that is to locate your well by satellite so that the government knows which wells they have to monitor, put the monitor on, and put the meter on, and then the taxing will start. And if you don't pay the tax, then they come in and put a lock on your well, and you don't have any more water. This is all under the UN agenda, Agenda 21, folks. And our two county commissioners went to the Freedom 21 conference to learn more about this so that they would be there to be able to stand up and to protect our county in the event that the government would try to do these things here and enforce the UN agenda on our people here. So it is happening across the United States. Someone told me this is happening in Colorado right now with the control of the water. It was Henry Kissinger, remember, back in the 50s, who said to control nations, you have to control the oil, and to control people, you have to control the food. Well, what's better to control the food than if you control the people's water, that you need to grow the food? All right? So it's all control, and it's a communistic system being set up around the world under the United Nations. Also, of course, right here in our local area. Now, what I want to talk to you about is how to prevent this. You can prevent this on the local and state area, in the local areas, in the state areas, okay? And you can do that by electing the right people to office in your counties, in your towns, in your cities, at your state level. I would consider it seems to not work at the federal level, because we've learned over 30 years ago from some agents who had worked in the FBI and worked in some of the other agencies like NSA and the CIA, that when we send a congressman to Washington, D.C., in these very powerful positions as congressmen and senators, and they are the good people, you finally get a good person elected that loves the Lord and loves freedom, and they send them to Washington, D.C., and what has happened is they come back to you, and all of a sudden they've totally changed. They're no longer voting the way you expected them to vote. They're no longer standing up, speaking out about things that they believed in before they went to Washington. And you scratch your head and you wonder, what happened to these people? They're totally changed. Well, we've been told this by high intelligence officers that when they go to Washington at these very powerful positions and they fail to respond to the pressures that are put on them by their peers to think globally and act locally to set up this Antichrist global system in their communities, that the thing happens to them is that they go to these parties and these political meetings and go to these cocktail parties, and all of a sudden something's dropped in their drink. And they get dizzy and they get woozy and they excuse themselves and go into the restroom. Well, a couple of these security guys grab them, take them into the hotel or into a room nearby where there's a bed, and they have a little boy there undressed, and they put the senator or congressman in the bed with the little boy and take pictures of him and or her, and then they present them with the pictures when they come out after about an hour. Nobody's missed them. They say, boy, that was something. I got dizzy and had to go sit down for a while. And they don't even remember what happened to them. And so then about a few days later at their congressional headquarters, they get pictures of themselves undressed with this little boy. And forever their life is changed. They can't tell their families about this. They can't tell anybody about this or it will destroy them. And so this person comes home to you, and they're totally changed. They will vote on anything they've been told to vote on. They will be on the side of issues that you just can't believe that they're on the side of. And, of course, if you want to read about this, there are books available about the sex rings, child sex rings that are used in Washington, D.C., just for these things, and also for the pedophiles, high official pedophiles, in the federal and state governments today. And there is books available. The Franklin cover-up is one of them. Go on your website and put in there the Franklin cover-up and push the search engine, and you'll find a book written by an attorney in the United States on this very issue of the child sex rings and how the children are used and taken to Washington, D.C., to service these congressmen and senators there, and also the presidents and their cabinet. I'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a couple minutes, folks.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
7898.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
I'm looking over some of our intel that's coming in here, folks, on our two computers that we have. And what I'm seeing here is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. We don't want to believe that our government, the government crime families that have control of our governments would do something like I just told you about. I'm a law enforcement person now, retired. I'm used to dealing with these evil things that men do to mankind. And so it's no surprise to me that they would snatch your good congressmen and senators who go to Washington, D.C., and put them under their control. And if they will not be controlled, then many, many times these people have heart attacks, they have accidents, they commit suicide, if for some reason they cannot be put in a compromising position where they can be controlled from now on. Here's an example of some of the things that can happen. There's a congressman right now, according to one of TomFlacco.com, a congressman refuses to probe terrorist cell in his own district. All right, there is a terrorist cell operating in one of the districts in Florida, and a congressman refuses to probe it. All right, and there's reasons for these things happening, folks. There's reasons why we have FBI agents and DEA agents in prison for life because they wouldn't stop investigating our government bringing hundreds of tons of opium and cocaine into this nation every year. So I just hope that most of you listening tonight realize that these things really do go on. I can tell you about investigating cases where the government agencies have executed Americans, executed them, and we have all the proof we need to prove that the government executed these people. One case I worked on was a local sheriff where he knew too much, he saw too much, and the government agents came in and executed him. We have all the evidence to prove it, but we can't get it into a court in America. These things go on, folks. But there is a way to stop these things, and that is to have local control with honorable people that will stand up to government agencies and UN programs that are coming in, their covert programs coming in through the federal government and state governments and changing our lives forever. You have to have people in your local counties and in your towns and cities that know what is going on. And once you get them elected, you got to keep them in there. Now, I cited for you over a month ago cases where we've had some of the greatest Americans elected to office to protect the people in counties, and the counties, through the controlled press, have soon voted these people out and voted in people that will go along with all of these draconian, despotic programs that are coming into our counties to control our families, to control our environment, and to control our system of financial system in the communities, our job markets, and all these things. And so when you get somebody good in a county position, You have to then protect them because the powers that be will use the leftist-controlled media in the counties and in the towns and in the cities to drive these people out. There are always these leftists, these globalists in every community, in every town, in every city, who, if you get the wrong person elected to office there, who's going to stand up for God and liberty and freedom against these draconian, despotic programs that are coming into your county and town and city, they're going to railroad them out. And they do that basically by using the controlled media that they own and control to put press clips in there all the time against this individual. I've seen this happen repeatedly. Remember when I told you that I used to work for Evan Mecham, the governor of Arizona? I worked with him on his first campaign when he ran for governor, and he made it. He succeeded at becoming our government. We were able to vote him in. Now, he was a hardcore Christian constitutionalist, and it scared the bejeebers out of the globalists in Washington, D.C., and the overlords that control the world. The world government has scared them that we would have one governor in America, we don't have any more now, that is not a globalist working for the Antichrist world government system. Evan Mecham was the last governor we had like that. And what I saw after I helped him get in, and many Arizonans helped him get in because we knew what was in his heart, he wrote a book about what he believed, and I've got a book on my shelf here written by him. And we knew what was in his heart. He loved God and he loved freedom, and he was a constitutional scholar. And he scared the dickens out of these globalists because they have control of every governor's house throughout the United States today. And they did back then until Evan Mecham was elected by the people to serve them and protect them at the head of their state and enforce states' rights and keep out these UN programs that are controlling the schools, controlling the forest, controlling the water, controlling the farms, the mining, all of these things today. And he was there. Well, what they did, I will tell you how they got him out. And you think about it in your community today. If these things are actually going on in your community, if you've taken all the effort and the money and the time to get somebody good elected, are they being attacked by the enemy who has control of the media in your community? We'll be right back to talk more about this in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Out there, some of them are saying, oh, Jack, that's ridiculous. How can the media be controlled like this by these leftists in our nation today, these globalists trying to set up this system? How can that happen? Well, let me read you a couple quotes by some of the top media people in the nation. Richard M. Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News, said this, and I quote, "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with." Richard Salant, former president of CBS News, stated, "Our job is to give the people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have." And what is it that they've decided we ought to have, dear brothers and sisters? Well, it is this Antichrist world government system, and it starts, as the internationalists say, the globalists say, think globally for this Antichrist world government system, but act locally. So it's all going on locally, folks, how they do it from the bottom up. So I want you to listen to me now, and I want you to think about it. If you, during the last election, was able to get somebody into office locally, town, city, or county, that is a person that knows, truly knows how the true enemies of God and the operate and are standing there to protect you against these forces coming into our community, are they now being attacked in the media regularly? If they are, you now realize, of course, that the battle isn't over when you finally get people in positions of power to protect you, when you vote them in, that actually know who the true enemies of liberty and God are and the types of programs that are coming into our community to totally control us and our families. If you have someone like that, consider what I'm telling you today. Go to the website of Freedom 21. Freedom 21, let me see if I can give it for you here, Santa Cruz. Okay, here's how you find it, www.freedom21santacruz.net. That's www.freedom21santacruz.net. All right, and you will find how this UN program has been set up in Santa Cruz, California, without the people's knowledge about how it's controlling their private property, it's controlling their families. It's controlling and destroying any semblance of constitutional government, and you can read about it there. It's absolutely incredible how this comes in, sneaks in under the curtain without your knowledge, and starts taking over your community, closing the forest, closing access to the forest to people, controlling the mining, controlling every bit of your economic base in your counties. So the federal government allows this to happen because, guess what, folks? Federal encroachment on the counties, towns, and cities. What am I talking about? Well, if you have no economic base, if they can close down your forest, close down the mining, close down the industry and manufacturing in your county, then you have to go to the federal government for grants in which to run your county, just like in our county here. The environmentalists in the Bush administration are helping to close down the forest here. Every single year, it gets worse and worse and worse, closing down the mining, closing down all these things that generate the taxes, the majority of the taxes, to fund the county government, to fix the roads, to do all the things that have to be done. And so when this happens, then the federal government comes to you and says, well, you know, the forests are closed, you need money to run the county. Here, let us give you these government grants. And so the county administrators have to go to government with their hand out and say, yes, we lost our forest industry, we're losing our mining, we're losing our industry and manufacturing, losing our farms, losing our ranching. We need money, so give us money. And the federal government, who is run by these international crime families, is more than happy to give you this money, because then they take control of the county. You see how it works. That's why it doesn't matter at all if Republican socialists are in power or Democratic socialists are in power. They're all globalists, and they all work the same. So back to our situation here. The way to defend yourself against this is elect people that are knowledgeable about, like, Agenda 21 under the UN and how it's coming into our towns and cities and counties, and recognizes it and will stand up and say no. Your county officials can stand up and refuse to accept these programs into the county. Land and zoning, land control, people control. That's what zoning is all about, and land control. And you need county officials, you need town and city officials that understand how the government comes in and takes over control of the people through these various programs. And has the guts to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do it. You need a county sheriff that'll stand up and will say, by the powers invested in me as a county sheriff, I'm here to protect the people of this county and their property. And I'm opening these forests up to logging so that they can be cut back in the undergrowth cut so that it doesn't have these tremendous supernova fires that we're having across America that burns up all the little critters, all the horny toads, all the squirrels, all the deer and everything that the environmentalists, commies, say they care about, and they don't care about them a whit, because they let them all burn up in these supernova fires. They're closing down the industry. That's what that's all about. They're closing down the way to make money to pay for the county taxes and to pay for county government so that the federal government can come in and say, well, that's too bad about your forest industry, but we've got free money here for you. Just reach out and grab it. So if you do get people elected to these positions, how are you going to keep them? When you know, and I can give you an example after example after example that I know about personally, Evan Meekum was hit in the newspaper every single day almost for month after month after month after we got him in. We didn't know what to do about it because these major newspapers in Arizona were hitting him and embarrassing the people of Arizona every day by twisting his words, lying about him, outright lying about him. The local newspapers in the county were doing the same thing, and before 6 months to a year was over, even the people that voted him in turned against him because they were so upset about hearing about him every day in the newspaper, where the reporters would lie and twist his words and embarrass him and embarrass the state, embarrass the people in the state. And guess what? They did a recall against Governor Evan Meekum, and the people that even voted him in voted him out because they were brainwashed by the local media and the government that had to get this one dedicated man of God and constitutionalist out of that governorship. They could not have one governor in the whole United States that was actually a man that loved God and the Constitution and was there to uphold states' rights. They got him out because the people didn't know how they were being brainwashed by the media every day. You remember when I talked to you about this over probably 2 months ago now, good friend of mine too, Sheriff Richie Mack in Graham County, Arizona, they did the exact same thing to him. He was a sheriff that everybody across America would like to have as their sheriff. He would stand up to the encroachments of the federal government in their county there in Graham County, Arizona. They came in with the Brady Bill and said, Sheriff, you're going to work for the federal government, and you're going to see to it that the people in your county are strictly enforced on gun rights, and that their rights to bear arms will be removed, many of them, under the Brady Bill. And you're going to work for the federal government. He told him to take a flying leap, that he wouldn't do it. Now, what kind of a sheriff is that? Imagine if you had a sheriff with that kind of guts and tenacity and honor. Do you have a sheriff like that? Most of you don't. They're hard to find. It's hard to find county commissioners, too, that'll stand up and know who the true enemy is and protect the people. Hard to find anybody. Hard to find a state representative. Hard to find, it's certainly hard to find a governor, because after Evan Meekum, they haven't allowed another governor to be elected by the people that would actually protect the people. But Sheriff Richie Mack stood up against the Brady Bill, took it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court says the sheriff does not have to work for the federal government and enforce the Brady Bill. The people of that county applauded and hurrahed and thanked Sheriff Richie Mack for taking it to the Supreme Court. They knew that the Brady Bill, an unconstitutional, draconian law, would not be enforced on them in Graham County. But what happened? The media. The media came in and started beating him up all the time and saying that he was this and he was that, twisting his words. And it wasn't long until the people in the next election voted out this honorable, brave man that was there to protect them against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and those criminals in government and out of government. That was the fate of Sheriff Richie Mack, one of the greatest sheriffs in America we ever had. He's not a sheriff any longer. And guess what? The people of Arizona now have a lesbian governor over their state today, a lesbian governor who is allowing all kinds of debauchery to happen to the people of Arizona. The people of Graham County that was convinced by the media to get rid of Sheriff Richie Mack is living under tyranny today because their new sheriff allows the feds to come in and do anything they want to do to the people, unlawful, immoral, and he just serves coffee and donuts and gives them the keys to the county. I could go on and on, folks. But you must watch out. If you do get good people elected to office in the federal areas, they must be warned to stay out of those cocktail parties, for one thing, where their drinks can be tampered with. I had a relative of Jesse James tell me, when I was running for sheriff in Arizona in the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona, Maricopa County, that I should not eat apple pie. And when I would go out to these meetings everywhere, and he proved to me that apple pie, they can put things in apple pie that you can take and it will kill you later down the road someplace, and you're gone. And I didn't believe it at first, but this old relative of Jesse James sent me the information about how they hand you a thing of apple pie, and or they'll hand you a drink with a knockout drop in it or something. So it is sad to talk about these things, folks. It's really sad and tragic This is America. It can't happen here, can it? But it happens all the time. Well, let's open the phone lines up if you'd like to call in tonight. I don't know what else to say, but if you have a good person in your government right now that you've spent a lot of time and energy to get in that's going to serve and protect the people and are going to go to programs like this Freedom 21 and learn about who the true enemies of the people are and how they're coming in, they're creeping into your county, don't let them be taken out after you've worked so hard to get them in, and they're true people that love God. Look into their backgrounds. Do they go to church every week? Are they godly people? Do they know? Can you call them up and ask them to talk about Agenda 21? Can you call them up and have them talk to you about the Patriot Act that is absolutely unconstitutional? Call them up. Ask them if they know these things. If they do, do not let them be destroyed. With the media attacking them all the time and twisting their words and lying about them and all these things, it's happening all the time across this great nation. Just a warning from this old cop that's been around the block a few times. Let me give you the call-in number here. If somebody'd like to call in and say a few words, we don't have much time left, but call in on I forgot the number. 800-313. Paul, what is it? 9443. I'm sorry. Boy, I just had a block here. Okay, 313-9443. 313-9443, folks. 800-313-9443. Well, I'm so happy Paul is there to bail this old cop out, I'll tell you. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, I'm kind of on a tirade tonight because I'm hearing more and more of us winning these campaigns to get people in from among our own people into these offices, and then they're being railroaded out of town, out of these offices that they've been put in by the people to protect us against all these programs coming in on us. Like I say, the globalist agenda of the Republican Democratic Party is coming into the counties and our towns and cities just on railroad cars, just running in so quickly today, folks, that we need to stop it. And the best way to do that is, of course, find somebody among you that is a good, honest person who's shown tenacity and honor over their lifetime and vote them into office. But then don't quit. You must protect them at that time. Because the enemy, when you get them in, will come at them hard, very, very hard, and try to destroy them in the eyes of the people themselves. So, okay, well, got a few minutes left here. Let's see, we got so much going on around here. By the way, folks, I'm getting more and more information in here on Agenda 21. I hope you'll go to that website. Once again, let me give it to you, www.freedom21santacruz, that's SANTACRUZ, that's one word, .net, and there you'll read about how Agenda 21, the UN program, is taking away your property rights, taking away your family rights, taking away your educational program, and taking away your industry in your counties. Please go to that website and print out some of that material and pass it around. We'll be right back after this break with wrap up the Officer Jack McGlam program. Right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stattmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours, of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you with us. We're closing out the program here, but remember, folks, Psalms 94:16. If you finally get somebody in office that will uphold Psalms 94:16, don't let them be removed. That says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Once you have somebody like that elected, protect them, because the media and the enemies of God and liberty are going to come against that person, and that happens every time. Let's go to Mary Lynn in Texas. Mary Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi there. I've never heard your broadcast. I'm leaving Austin, heading north, and heard you talking about Freedom 21. I have been to the Freedom 21 conference.
Good,
and
good.
Henry Lamb, the man who holds that conference, is a wonderful Christian, a true hero.
I know, and Henry. That's right. He certainly is.
A true patriot. I have attended UN conferences with Henry. I've been to 13 UN conferences. I was in Buenos Aires at the 10th Conference on Global Warming this past December as an official observer. And I would encourage your listeners to go to Henry's Freedom 21 conference this coming year. I'm not sure of the date. You've probably already given that on the radio, but you will learn an incredible amount of things from Henry Lamb and the speakers he presents. Also, if you go to his website, freedom.org, you can learn all about property rights. You can learn about the UN. You can find a timeline to global governance, and Henry Lamb links you to all of the UN documents that show you how we are headed towards global governance. And
yes.
I just thank you for your broadcast, and when I'm in Austin again, I'll be sure and tune in.
Yeah, and say hi to Henry for me, will you?
I sure will.
Okay, thank you so much, Mary Lynn. Let's
Thank
go
you.
Real quick to Sam in Missouri. Sam in Missouri, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. Glad to hear you covering this story because this is right along the lines of what we're fighting up here. Monday night, we're going to have this issue on the metering of water wells here in town, and this all ties in. That's what I've been trying to tell all the callers I've been fielding here. This is dead serious, and this is how they're getting this agenda through, Jack, is they're implementing it through the local governments, and most of the stuff that I hear from people is, well, how come I didn't know about this? And this is why I keep urging people, support your micro-broadcasters out
Amen,
there.
Amen, brother.
Because they are the only ones that are going to tell you.
That's very true. Very
so
true.
I just wanted to get that in there and let people know that if they're not trying to put meters on your wells and various other things, it's coming to your area. So get prepared to fight it when it gets there.
Thanks, Sam, for everything you and Trish are doing, and my goodness gracious, let us know how your battle's going down there, will you?
Oh, I sure will. I'll have a report for you probably by Tuesday night, and we're going to record it and run it off of our website so people can log in and listen to that meeting.
Wonderful, Sam. Thank you so much. Get back to me after you attend the meeting and let me know. Call in on the air, okay?
You bet. God bless you, Jack.
All right. Lord bless you and Trish, and thanks for all the good work you're doing for the people down there.
You betcha.
Brother. Okay, folks. Well, that's it for tonight. We're out of time here. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have a great weekend. I've sure enjoyed this evening with you. I hope you'll remember that this old cop truly does love you, America. No question about that. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday, God willing. Bye-bye.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.